Essay 120, Gravito-Magnetic Precession. The gravitational field equations of VCE tool theory have the same structure precisely as the electromagnetic field equations, so concepts of electromagnetism can be used for gravitation. For example, the gravito-magnetic field and the gravito-magnetic dipole moment of UFT 344. A torque is produced by the vector cross product of these two quantities in precise analogy with the torque produced by the magnetic flux density and magnetic dipole moment in electrodynamics, producing a Larmor precession frequency. This precessional motion is animated in the award-winning animation by Chris Pelkey and myself from the Cornell Theory Center. A gravitomagnetic Larmor precession is produced by the torque between the gravitomagnetic field of the Sun and the Earth's gravitomagnetic dipole moment. It can be expressed in terms of an effective gravitomagnetic Landé factor and is responsible for the precession of the perihelion, previously attributed to the obsolete Einstein theory. The same mechanism precisely produces the Lenz-Thirring precession, clearly observed in a fast-spinning pulsar. In the Lenz-Thirring precession, the gravitomagnetic Landé factor is unity, but in the precession of planets or any object in orbit, the Landé factor can become different from 1. For the Earth's precession, for example, it is about 3. The ECE2 gravitational equations are the first precisely correct description of the Lenz-Thirring effect, which is observed in the orbit of a mass M around a spinning mass M. The de Sitter or geodetic precession, on the other hand, is observed with a static M and a spinning frame of reference, and was observed in gravity probe B. The Thomas precession is observed by spinning the infinitesimal line element of ECE2 theory. The original derivation of these effects by de Sitter, Lenz and Thirring was based on the then-new Einstein field equation of November 1915, immediately rejected by Schwarzschild in December 1915, but perpetrated dogmatically. The Lenz-Thirring effect was derived in the years 1918 to 1921 by linearizing the Einstein field equation in a rough approximation. On the other hand, the underlying geometry of ECE2 theory is exact and is based on a non-zero torsion and a non-zero curvature. In any valid geometry, these two objects must be non-zero. If torsion vanishes, so does curvature, and there is no geometry. These facts of geometry were not known until the early 20s. The equations obtained by linearizing the Einstein field equation happen to look like the ECE2 field equations, but there the similarity ends. The original Einstein field equation is incorrect because it neglects torsion completely. So curvature also vanishes, meaning that there is no gravitation. By now these facts are well known and the Einstein field equation is obsolete. The Lenz-Thirring effect is due to a spinning mass such as the Sun or the Earth. The Sun, for example, spins around an axis once every 27 days. This axis is tilted by a few degrees to the Earth's axis of spin. So the angular momentum of the Sun and Earth, momenta of the Sun and Earth are not parallel. This means that a torque is created by the cross product of these two angular momenta, as explained in UFT 344. The Sun's gravitomagnetic field is worked out in the dipole approximation using the geometry of a spinning sphere. This procedure is the same as that adopted by Lenz and Thirring in 1918 to 1921, but is now based on a precisely correct set of ECE gravitational equations. The gravitomagnetic dipole moment of the Earth is half its angular momentum, due to its rotation about its own axis. This relation between gravitomagnetic dipole moment and angular momentum is derived in precise analogy with the relation between magnetic dipole moment and angular momentum in electrodynamics, mediated by the gyromagnetic ratio. The charge on the electron minus E is replaced by the mass m of the orbiting object. The gravitomagnetic Larmor precession is proportional to the gravitomagnetic field of the Sun through a proportionality constant, the gravitomagnetic Landé factor. The Larmor precession is the observed precession of the perihelion. Each planet has its own gravitomagnetic Landé factor. Every object of mass m in orbit about a spinning mass m has its own gravitomagnetic Landé factor, so the precession of the perihelion becomes a lens-thinning effect.